Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. This week we'll return to the 9th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in Marquette for a concert by one of the favorite sons of northeast Minneapolis, Peter Ostrushko. As one of the country's most versatile musicians, Peter tends to draw his inspiration for a set directly from his audience, so one might hear just about any sort of tune, from jazz to contemporary music, or from old-time fiddle breakdowns to a recipe for borscht. But amid the surprises, one is certain to hear expert musicianship throughout. Twin Cities guitarist Dean McGraw also takes the stage as we enjoy the music of Peter Ostrushko.
This is a song that I ordinarily I dedicated to all the women down at my church, which is St. Michael's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in northeast Minneapolis. The women's auxiliary down at the church every Friday get together and make this big feast of what I call Varaniki Day. You all know what Varaniki are out there? No? Let me take a moment to briefly describe this culinary experience. What happens is that they get together real early Friday morning into the church hall, and they put two bingo tables together, and they make a dough that they flatten out totally across the two tables, and then they take like a Campbell's soup can that's had the tops cut out, and they go up and down the table making circles in the dough. Group A is doing that. Meanwhile, Group B is back in the kitchen, and they're making these fillings. And usually there are like three variety of fillings. There's your mashed potato mixture that has fried onions and fried salt pork mashed up into it. They have your fried sauerkraut mixture that has fried onions and fried salt pork mashed into it. And they have this farmer's cheese kind of mixture that they use. And when you get your fillings, you get your circle of dough in one hand, you get your potato or your kraut, and you put it into the circle of dough, and then you fold it over and crimp it up. You put them in a vat of boiling water, and when they're done, they rise to the top. They put them on a plate. They just heap them, you know, real big heap of these things on a plate, and they bring them to your table where they're big. Oh, first of all, before they bring them to your table, they pour melted butter and fried onions all over them. And then they bring them to your table where there are big bowls of sour cream, and then you just smother those suckers in sour cream. It's like all the starch and sour cream you can eat for $3.50. You know, it is just incredible, you know, and it features the two big ingredients in Ukrainian cooking, which is pig fat and sour cream. You know, it's got everything that you could possibly want. So anyway, I mean, that's the deal. You go down to the church at lunchtime and you get your big plate of vareniki. But the meal always starts out with a bowl of borscht.
B-O-R-S-C-H-T, the sweetest thing the sight of heaven mama made for me. I've eaten it all my life, or at least since I was three. This B-O-R-S-C-H-T, B-O-R-S-C-H-T. And now that I'm an adult, I can make it just for me. And if you got a minute, I will share my recipe for B-O-R-S-C-H-T. Some parsley and a bay leaf's optional. When the water starts to boil, then you know it's time to go and get a chicken. Though my mama says the turkey tastes the best. You chop it into pieces, take the giblets and the neck. You add it to the water and turn the heat down low. Then let that chicken simmer for a half an hour or so. And when your chicken meat is cooked, take it out with extra care. You put it in a bowl inside your cold refrigerator. While the meat is slowly cooling, take a break and have a smoke. While soup it slowly simmers, you can watch your favorite soap. But now it's time to get an onion and two garlic cloves. You chop them finely and fry them in pan and go. Saute them in some butter till they're brown and kind of clear. You add them to the soup, but now tomato time is here. Well, if you can your own tomatoes, one quart is all you need. But if you use the store-bought kind, get two cans of Del Monte's. Add the maters to the soup, let it simmer if you will. Then add about a tablespoon of dried or fresh cut dill. Now get a half a dozen carrots, potatoes five or six, three or four red beets, and chop them into bite-sized bits. Add the veggies to the soup, let it simmer there and thicken. Go back to your refrigerator and get that cooled-off chicken. Take the meat off of the bones, take away the skin and fat. Put the meat into the soup and give the rest to your old cat. Now the soup is nearly finished and your race is almost run. But don't forget the cabbage, it's the last thing that is done. Just one small head of cabbage that you shred up fairly fine. Once you put it in the soup, it doesn't take much time. You can start to set your table and call your dinner guests. But don't forget the condiments that'll put them to the test. One loaf of rye bread that is full of caraway seeds. You slice it nice and thick, use lots of butter if you please. And next comes thick white sour cream that'll make them groan with pleasure. You pop it in your soup, but now you're really under pressure. Cause the final step is garlic cloves that are big and fat. You peel them till they're naked, and you eat them just like that. You dip them in a bowl of salt and eat those puppies raw. And now you're ready for the finest meal you ever saw. Thank you. and nirvana is at hand. It's the best in the land. And I'll spell it for you one more time and hope you'll understand. Why? D-O-R-S-C-H-T was the sweetest thing the sight of heaven Mama made for me. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, any day of any week, it's B-O-R-S-C-H-T. B-O-R-S-C-H-T. It makes you healthy, wealthy, wise, and less a sound to me. It's made me what I am, and I'll continually speak for B-O-R-S-C-H-T. B-O-R-S-C-H-T, not pasties, B-O-R-S-C-H-T.
Thank you. Well, since I'm kind of in the Eastern European mode, I think I'll stay there for the next few tunes. I'm going to do a medley of two songs. The first one, I don't really know what the name of it is, but I just call it the Nightingale Song. And the Nightingale Song is basically the words in Ukrainian language tell of a nightingale that's lonely and is looking for its love. And the nightingale for Ukrainians is a real big image. In fact, for my dad, when I talk to my dad about the Ukraine and about what he would misses the most about the Ukraine, he talks about the nightingale. He said it's the sweetest sounding bird he's ever heard in his life, and sometime before he dies he would wish that he could hear one again. Unfortunately, they don't exist in North America, so he might have to go back over there. And after the song, I'm going to play a Ukrainian dance tune that I learned from my dad.
преду наю, стою самотою, плачу чужу щели даю, милий за тобою. Ой, тьох-тьох, вітьох-тьох-тьох, соловей щебече, він свою всю пшину до ніздечка кличе. Ой, тьох-тьох, вітьох-тьох-тьох, соловей щебече, він до ніздечка кличе.
A French one, to be exact. I learned this from a mandolin player from France by the name of Georges Fischer. And it's in France it's played as an accordion tune out in the sidewalk cafes of Paris. It's a tune called Indifference, or Indifférent. That's the way they said it. Thank you. Thank you. This is a waltz I wrote. It's called Waltz for Hana. And Hana is a place that's on the island of Maui in the Hawaiian Islands. It's a beautiful place, man. It's paradise on earth. It's just a gorgeous place. And I found a place in Hana that they called the Red Sand Beach. And it was one of those deals, you know, where the Red Sand Beach was kind of like this secret little secluded cove that there was only one way to get there, which was climbing a cliff that was like 100 feet above waves crashing into the side of a mountain, and you had to scale this little pathway to get there. But once you got there, you were the only living human beings on this beach that was bright red. The sand was bright red and the cliffs were bright red, and it was this beautiful, just perfect little lagoon right there. And while I was sitting there basking in the glory of it all, this tune came to mind, so hence Waltz for Hana.
Thank you.
It's Mr. Dean McGraw.
Peter Ostrushko.
And thank you to all you Hiawatha-type people who've helped make this happen. See you another time.
We've been listening to the music of Peter Ostrushko with guitarist Dean McGraw from the July 1987 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.